previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our team, after a brutal execution of Dr. Wrench in the claws of a rather angry rad scorpion, continued their way down the subway and found their ward, Alex, hiding in the subway train. Unfortunately, Winnegan's attempts to reason with the women were sabotaged at every turn by a trigger-happy Billy Bob, resulting in poor Alex getting shot in the head and killed before any questions were answered. The team decided the best course of action would be to cut off Alex's head, take it with them on their way back to the hospital. However, as they exit the subway station, a bizarre sight appears in front of them. Another super mutant. And I say another super mutant because this isn't just any old super mutant. Here comes this tall, grey-coloured, lanky super mutant. Surprisingly familiar, however, as it is wearing a dress. It is wearing a wig. It even has itself a lovely rack of nice, fake breasts.
Who the fuck are you?
Can we just, like, assume that, like, by fake breasts, it's not, like, surgical breasts, but these are, like, literally, like, rocks thrown in a bra. Like, they're not even round or anything. They're just, like, jutting out at different angles.
Yeah, they do not match. They are just clumps of debris.
Yeah, sure.
I'm having a hard time figuring out where her nipples are. Have you figured it out?
Why do you want to know that?
I mean, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, those are obviously fake, but now I'm just curious.
You shouldn't.
Oh, I'm not going to be robot by the stutter now. Over there.
Yeah,
no, I've done confounded the robot at this point.
Does not compute. Does not compute. Yeah, oh, honey, you could always get closer.
Does not compute. He turns around and looks away.
What the fuck are you? Why are you?
Who?
What?
Gertrude, I've been looking for you
for
ages.
Who are you?
What? Who the fuck are you?
Oh, you don't know me, but I know you. I kind of know the rest of your pets, but I've heard so much about the great Gertrude.
What?
Sounds like you have a stalker, dear friend.
What is stalker?
A fan.
I dare say I'm actually rather impressed with the way she speaks for a fellow super mutant.
Is that supposed
honey,
to mean
thank
something?
You so much.
No, I'm saying you're normal. She's not normal.
Get closer and you see how normal I am.
Okay, now I'm getting creeped out. Gertrude?
Is anyone else uncomfortable with the atmosphere we created in the studio tonight?
It's been a tepid start.
Right, what specifically do you need, stranger? What do you want? Why are you here? You've clearly been tracking Gertrude down at the very least.
I've heard stories and I've kind of tried. I just want to be able to join in one of them stories I've been hearing for so long.
Now, are you like trying for like a creepy Jessica Rabbit vibe or like
Rocky from Rocky?
Yeah.
Not
Rocky,
both,
yeah.
Frankenstein.
I was thinking of the slug from Monsters, Inc. If you know that, like, ah, meh.
I can't follow that voice. Just my whole bit.
Like, it's a mixture between a slug and Waluigi from Mario.
Yeah, Flower, I feel like you're going to have to do a better job at convincing these people to take you along.
Yeah, at this point, like, we're, like, loading our guns. I'm like, all right, you take her from the rear, and I'll take her from the side.
Oh, I don't think... I think she might like that too much.
That might not go down as well as you
think. All right, correction. We're all going to come from the front. Do not turn your back.
You'll see another couple of boulders shoved in the back of the
Her ass is fake too.
What is your name then, strange, grey-looking?
I'm gonna shut the fucking thing. Oh. What the fuck is it? Oh, my name is Beverly. Beverly Jane, but my friends call me BJ.
Oh, dear God.
Wow.
Well, Billy Bob, you were looking for any long-lost relatives of yours.
I feel like I should have vetted this a little bit more.
You have literally flustered the giant green female wearing a wig and a giant dildo. So would you tell me what's more concerning?
I can tell you which one's more like you, at the very least, and I think it's her. Anyhow,
Okay, that's rude. I'm just gonna have you know, that was just uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to start wrong.
We have lost... Thank you, Gertrude. How gracious of you. We have lost a member of our party. It would be nice to fill the rank. Do you think we can trust this?
We not lose him, he die.
Seems like you need another.
Yes, Gertrude, darling.
Why do you think he lost? We set fire to him down there.
Is this really a good replacement, though? Or...
Can you think of a better one?
I thought I could smell
that. I could think of a better replacement for you, but that's a different story.
Yes, but we've established we are sticking together.
We don't really have too many options out here. And frankly, I doubt she'd pose that much of a threat to all of us to be dangerous.
Hey.
Flimmer, sell yourself, mate. Come on.
Playing the choking audio there.
I'm trying not to laugh. She's like, I can make myself helpful. I'm resilient. I can help more on the front line. I'm quite good with gives her air punches a couple there, but I'm quite good at picks up a rock and just I've got good aim when I'm throwing things.
As large super mutant is talking, she decides to shadow box around the ruined city for the viewing pleasure of the team.
Gertrude, not impressed.
No, but I don't think they could be that much trouble for us either.
I mean, we could use another meat shield.
Gertrude, definitely stronger.
You know, I hate to be the... I guess I'll be devil's advocate here. I guess negotiate for her. I feel like maybe a second super mutant may not be a bad idea.
You see, you're thinking depends. As well.
Now, I know you're skinnier than Gertrude over here, and that's not saying anything against you, Gertrude. You are buff, not by no means fat. I'm saying she's not as buff.
Why use the not F as word?
Not near as fit. That's the correct F word for Gertrude. Fit.
She cracks her knuckles.
As you... Are you as strong as Gertrude? What is your... I mean, are you strong? Why are you skinnier than normal?
Billy Bob's trying to find an in-universe way to ask what her strength stat is.
Yeah, I think yes.
In-game without metagaming? What is your strength stat at?
What is your special?
Can you bench press a small
pad? Actually, I think I have a diagnostic here for the special skills.
No, why are you grey? That's what I want to know.
Maybe that's
you can't
the
just ask a person why they're grey.
You can't just ask someone why they're grey, Gertrude.
Why are these different?
I mean, I literally asked why she's not fat, so that's, you know.
Mm.
I mean, I think we're past that point.
Shouldn't really have asked that either.
Wait, did Gertrude say something wrong when asking why that one grey? Gertrude green?
No, it sounds like a perfectly reasonable question to me.
Right, anyhow, are we taking them along or are we ditching them? What
are
we doing?
You did say
here?
You just lost someone. Wouldn't you rather have someone who can take a few more hits?
We didn't lose them, they're cooking down there.
Yes, Gertrude, we know, darling. Well, it would at least draw some fire away from you, big girl. Seems like any time we get into a fight, you'll become an instant target.
Yeah.
And it's not like we can't deal with a newcomer here if they do turn against us. Any objections to it?
Oh, I wouldn't turn on duty.
Well, I already said I'd be devil's advocate, so
I suddenly have every objective to it. Never mind. We're
what
leaving.
What the fuck is wrong with this grey one? Uncomfortable.
I may not be able to bench press a car, but I can give the tires a good throw. Not like that, honey.
Gertrude, how about we just bring them back to the hospital?
Okay.
Restraining order might
be. Yeah, but misery.
God, I was very concerned.
I think anyone would be glad to have a new test subject. Can always donate them. Might get an extra.
Starts doing like the puppy dog eyes and pushes the fingers together and says, please.
Oh, that makes it so much worse.
New test subject. When again did you become Igor incarnated? Like, what the hell are you talking about? New test subject. Now I'm concerned about my party that's already existing.
What? Gertrude not said anything.
You're just getting concerned. I shall note that.
Look, we'll give you a trial run then. As far back as the hospital. If you don't cause any trouble between then sure.
Oh.
You can join us on your quest for stories, I suppose.
Yes, my quest for stardom.
Stardom? Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Alright, shall we head back to the hospital then?
That one walks in front of Gertrude. Gertrude, no one. That one behind.
I'll walk behind you any day, Gertrude. Keep her away. Also, when we get back, we should probably buy supplies before we tell them anything.
No.
So that we have blood packs if we have to fight them.
No.
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 Gertrude shopping places.
Well, John Flower, you've managed to successfully ingratiate Beverly into the team, and
yay!
She has joined the party.
Oh, went smoothly.
Yep, wonderful job there, mate. Wonderful job. Alright, so the team decides to wander back the way that they came, back to the hospital. But, oh no! Pokemon battle music. Just so that Beverly can show her worth once more. Another attempt at it anyway. And at an intersection, a group of raiders just wandering by on their merry way to whatever the hell they were going to do.
Just happens.
They catch sight of you and are rather scared. They don't waste any time in opening fire on the group. So one of them is going to start by opening fire.
That's a lot of bad people.
It's only five. You'll be fine.
It's like it was written.
Yeah. So one of them panics, opens fire, and he rolls a critical failure. His shotgun backfires a little bit, burns his hand, and takes 3 points of damage. The rest of them ready their weapons and raise them. Everybody, roll initiative.
Yeah.
Okay, 11 is still
bad. Oh! Finally someone's on the same initiative as me.
I think Monkey was as well.
I think you were 13 as Monkey.
I don't know. Dead and gone now. It's fine.
Yep, everybody's forgot about Reg.
Yeah.
Darren, are you still having trouble with your character sheet there?
Yep, but I've still got an initiative of 11.
Excellent, that's no problem. Alright, so after this this raider has raised his shotgun and failed to fire into the group, the rest of them are now raising their weapons. Winnegan gets to react to this, and our brand new character, Beverly, gets to show her worth. What are you going to do?
Go on then, show us what you've got.
Which one took the shotgun to Gertrude?
Alright, the second one to the right, they're walking across the zebra crossing like a fucking Beatles album and turning their shotguns towards you.
You should have made them ghouls and it could be actually.
Hey Jude,
God make a shot, play a shot.
Beverly takes the opportunity to run towards the one with the misfiring shotgun.
Yes.
And Beverly, this is when you realise that you do not have a weapon.
No. She pulls out fuck A and fuck B. Two fists.
Yep, so she goes in with some unarmed strikes.
Yeah.
This is when we find out she's a kung fu master.
So, seeing this, Billy Bob...
God damn, you know what I mean?
Billy Bob pulls out his lawn chair with a bag of popcorn and is like, I want to see this shit go down. It's pretty fucking good of me.
Right enough. So, unarmed strike. Hold on a second. Let me just get my rule book out for that,
man.
Because that's three successes. That's excellent.
Nice.
Now, you do have a melee bonus as well. Because of your strength and your race, you're currently hitting a wee melee bonus of 3. And if you have a look at good old Beverly's perks, she's really leaning into this whole unarmed fighter thing with her Iron Fist perk and her Piercing Strike perk.
Yes. That's weird. It's literally you're clicking and it's changing it for me. That's cool.
Right, so what you're going to do is you're always going to take +1 when it comes to rolling additional dice because of your Iron Fist.
Okay.
And you're going to get the piercing effect as well if you roll an effect dice because of your Piercing Strike.
Okay.
Right, so you're going to roll the damage, you're going to hit that, see where it says melee bonus on your above
yes.
your armor bit on your page?
Yes.
You're going to hit that wee face on there.
Yep.
And add in your 1 dice.
1.
Roll the damage.
Yes.
Alright, you started off strong with 5 physical damage, and you got 3 of the wee face guys in there, so you're piercing as well, so you're ignoring any armor. You didn't choose a location, so I'm going to do that for you. Yeah, you punch him in the right leg, so I'm going to say that maybe he was trying to get a high kick on you, and you've punched his leg. You punched it off, actually. You have managed to rip this man's leg straight off his body, and he falls to the ground.
Oh, shit.
I'd like to think that he tried to aim up at me. I grabbed the shotgun in one
hand,
but I just smashed the other into the leg. It just shatters the bone, and it just falls off.
Fuck you, tin can.
Now, I think that...
Step up, big guy. Girl. Error.
We need this thing's fucking broken.
I know, I'll give it a tune up next time I get the chance. We'll just have to persevere till then.
You're fucking scrappy.
Do you think that if we got a vehicle we could make that thing a fucking Alexa? Just have it be our GPS.
I'm sorry, I'm not having that. I'm not being turned into just the Alexa of the party.
Hey Alexa, shut up.
Turn right.
Fuck you.
3 miles.
I wouldn't trust directions off that piece of shit.
I wouldn't give you directions like a piece of shit.
We know you will, that's why we're not using you for it.
Alright, well, after a successful attack and Beverly just ripping a man's leg off, I think the rest of them are quite surprised at seeing this. Winnegan, what do you do?
Well, he seems fairly incapacitated. Guess you were a good thing to bet on after all. I'm gonna pick another
there
one
you
of
go.
Them.
Actions,
it still has its
actions
legs.
Say more than words, Flower.
Yeah.
Well, actions like that. You rip his leg off
the deal. Yeah, that's a quite an opening statement.
Oh, I have ideas.
Just
have ideas for that, like.
Oh, not again. We just
like
got rid of the other.
Not like that.
Oh, that's even worse then.
Not like that either.
At 1 success
yeah,
for me.
So, Winnegan, raises her laser musket before anything can get a shot off, and she fires. Which one are you firing towards? Raider number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
I'll go for number 3.
Alright, give me the damage on that.
I will. Second, the boxes are being a bit weird. Oh, okay.
So you get the full 2. So we'll just take that off the total. Excellent.
I swear this thing's getting more unreliable.
Just like the tin can.
My sensors are fine. They are running at 76.8%. Fine. See? Just fine.
Why's the toaster speaking?
Mm-hmm. It does that sometimes.
The raiders start to move in. Two of them flanking, the one that just got his leg ripped off, both go and run towards Beverly. In fact, only one of them runs towards her. The one that runs towards her with a machete. So Beverly is going to take a machete attack to the... Or is she? She is. She's taking a machete attack. Where's the damage? Nice. There we go, there's the damage there. It does 2 points of damage to your torso. Now, tell me something about your torso. That was a good roll. So tell me, do you have damage resistance on that torso?
I just happen to think I do.
Yes, you have the concrete and... the concrete brazier.
Oh dear.
So you take no damage from this machete attack at all. Unfortunately, the other one shot you.
Oh.
Oh, and it missed. So a shot rings out from another shotgun, from another radar, but unfortunately that one misses. The rest of the raiders have spread out a little bit. One of them, unhappy about getting shot by Winnegan, has went for Winnegan with the machete.
Ooh.
It has rolled a critical success and a critical fail, so let's see how much damage that would have done.
For fail.
For fail, yeah.
Hey, only the Roiler can stutter.
Okay, so it was only going to do 2 damage to Winnegan, so he trips up and stabs himself with the machete. Obviously winged a little bit from your laser strike, but he only does 2 points of damage to himself. And I guess you're just looking on, wondering what the fuck this guy's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Gertrude's going to take a shotgun shot to the... Oh, to the head. Ooh, that's not good. How much damage is it going to do? You've got your helmet on, I'm guessing?
Yep.
What's your physical resistance on the helmet?
6.
Good lord. Yeah, so this just dings your helmet. It doesn't have piercing. It has spread and vicious. No one's near you enough for the spread. The vicious doesn't add enough in order to get through. So, yeah. These raiders are not doing well right now. They are hitting all the wrong places. One of them's attacking Billy Bob. And again, another critical fail. Jesus, they are really... That's a... How many 20s have these raiders rolled in a row here?
About 3rd or 4th.
3.
Absolutely useless. This is the most useless band of raiders you've ever met. So, this guy does 3 damage with piercing to himself. Good luck.
Right, motherfucker.
It's an error of comedies that's happening in front of you right now.
The 6 stooges.
A comedy of errors, I should say. Sorry, that was weird. Yeah, and that's the end of the raider's turn. That was awful. Okay, Gertrude, Billy Bob. In fact, you have to wait until Nurse Handy goes first. So Nurse Handy gets her turn first.
Yay! So I'm just going to go with the laser pointer for the... from top left, second row down on the left, first left.
Right, so the one that just shot at Beverly?
Yes. I'm going to shoot at them back with the laser pointer.
Right, yes, you hit. You hit with the laser pointer, so you shot the one to the leftmost with the laser pointer. How much damage did you do? Done three energy damage. Nice one. Not very high rolls in the damage this session.
Give it a minute.
Well, you know.
Give it a minute, yeah.
Somebody ripped someone's leg off. We thought we'd just, you know, give them the save.
thank you. Oh, yes.
Alright, so. Billy Bob, Gertrude, Snufflepuff.
You first in.
Ah, well, I'll have you know, the one guy that literally tried to attack me and ended up hurting himself, I feel a little bit of pity for him, but not enough to not just shoot him straight in the face with the 44 pistol.
All right, revolver out, you're going to execute him?
Yep, that is one thing.
Successfully hit him? Well, I mean, it wasn't a hard shot, he was right in front of you on the ground. You point your revolver down, you pull the trigger, tell me how much damage you do.
And that is five physical damage and a vicious effect.
Five physical with a vicious effect. Now, let me just confirm, is that an additional damage?
Yeah, plus one on the face hits.
Fabulous. Yeah, so that's our highest damage in this round. You do a critical shot, and so this is going to, it doesn't blind him, but it makes his vision very blurry. Because he is still alive after that shot, unfortunately.
One of those weird, miraculous shots where I get him in the eyeball, but he's still alive.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right, well, would you like to go, Gertrude, or would you like Snufflepuff to fuck this guy over one more time?
I'll fuck it over first. Gertrude can wait.
Okay, Snufflepuff. Fuck him up.
Ah, a rat.
That is a crit success.
There we go, check Snufflepuff out. You guys are in a roll here. Snufflepuff just flicks her knife round like a tiny, tiny little badass.
Like a greaser.
Yeah. Jumps in, does three more points of damage. It stabs him. It tries to go for his other eye, but it just slashes up his face.
He's in a bad way.
What's that? Wrong neighborhood, motherfucker!
Yeah, do you remember to add the additional dice for the knife?
Add the dice.
Additional dice?
Come on, Tugan, you're supposed to add an additional dice to that for the damage.
I didn't know that. Write that down.
For the knife.
Let me write that down. I'm writing it down. Writing it down.
Yeah, give me one more dice roll then.
Go on, get first blood.
Yeah, so that didn't do any damage anyway. That's fine. Gertrude, you've watched this all go down so far.
Gertrude, show you how it's done. Pain train the button right in front of. To success.
The one that was trying to shoot you and unfortunately failed.
Unarmed, which I think was three.
Yep.
Oh!
Good lord.
Was that meant to be like that?
Looks like it, yeah.
Well, that's seven.
Yeah,
straight off the bat.
Yeah, we're going to say that he's going to take some. Oh, he's got a gaping wound now, so he's going to be taking damage.
Isn't he on the ground already?
He's going to be taking damage in his next turn if he doesn't die straight away here. So, Gertrude, are you going to do another move?
Oh yes, Gertrude's going to lean in and go, "I've got something to plug the wound for you." Dildo.
Yeah, so she raises the dildo above her head.
God damn!
Vicious, so that's 10.
Yeah, and pile drives
17
the bastard.
Damage.
Yeah, that guy is well and truly dead. He is a stain on the pavement in front of you.
Look, I got a lollipop man! If I move him, he jiggles!
A nice easy kill for Gertrude.
That's how you do it! See? That's how you do it.
Well done there, big girl. Fantastic.
Clapping with
always.
One hand in the sole of the foot of the guy whose leg you just ripped off.
And he's like to clap.
Winnigan, can you finish this guy off?
Mm? And yes, he so means it.
Turn into a tea
he
kettle.
Means it exactly the way you think he means it.
Oh, is that little tea?
A laugh that only dogs can hear.
Snufflepuff's ears like go up like, huh?
I can't hear it.
The tea's done.
Yes.
I'm gonna take the kettle off.
Okay, go and take the kettle off. Hold on.
Yeah, over boiling. Right, so Winnegan's gonna come down to the guys with the. Are you good? Are you okay? Are you up? Are you fine? I'm killed Matt. Fucking Motley, the boy.
He's gonna crouch down to finish him off. I'm good.
I'm okay.
No, you aren't. Give that to
me. Winnegan's gonna do one more thing, and all of a sudden, Matt's gonna lose it. Just lose his mind.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Winnegan gets down on her knees.
Assumes position.
He's pulling her clock out.
Assumes position. Billy Bob is mortified because he still believes Winnegan is his great 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 granddaughter. He's like, Winnegan, no!
I hope you find this, Matt, when you're editing this like 10-minute laugh breakdown. And absolutely piss yourself again.
Cut it out.
No!
Up and his voice is gone. He's dead. Now he's dead.
I'm okay.
Censor myself.
Yep. Y'all good?
Yeah,
I'm good. Not a particularly good euphemism either.
No.
Doesn't need to be with a scoop.
Oh, at least I can piss about you.
So Winnegan's gonna come out.
Here it goes.
Matt can edit his.
She's already on her knees. Just let us know what she does.
Yeah, she's gonna crouch down, pull out the 44 revolver pistol.
Another revolver strike.
And go, yeah, let's play a game. A little fun one, won't we? I honestly think this gun's a bit of a piece of shit. You live this, you get to run. You don't, well, you're just another corpse.
Do you only load one bullet into it? Is that what's going on here?
I only have one bullet.
Excellent. Right, so I think we're going to do a little bit of a luck roll here.
To be honest, I have a TN of 6 for this, so it's almost what a revolver would be anyway, to see if it hits. It's a gun I'm not very good at. We can do a luck roll if you think.
You know what? Don't worry about the actual shot roll. Just give me a number between 1 and 6.
Make it 5.
He's going to make you do the shot roll now if you're just going to...
6.
Unfortunately, as Winnegan, she spins the revolver chamber, locks it shut, and she points it towards the head of the... Like, actually... presses the muzzle into the guy's forehead, pulls the trigger, and it just clicks.
Looks like it's your lucky day.
A fresh stream of urine starts to pour its way down the road towards Winnegan's feet.
Ugh, disgusting as usual. Well, go on then, get out of here.
You know what? That'll do it. This one. He just scarpers. He's away. You've successfully managed to scare away one of the raiders.
One down.
Alright, Beverly, what are you doing with this guy's foot?
I would like to throw it to see if I can hit.
It'll only go 1 foot.
Well, tell me who you want to hit.
I'll go for the other guy.
That may be jump.
That's loud as hell.
Is it like?
The guy is, he's right in front of you. He was attacking you with a knife, so it's not as if you have to throw anything at him. You can just hit him with it.
Yeah, I'll let you just take the severed leg and just hit the other guy who's not got the broken leg.
Yeah, excellent. Let's have a wee look and see what a basic club does for damage.
It's unarmed because he's unlike.
Let's not go there.
I didn't get it.
He's been defeated.
That was there. Yeah.
That was great, actually. That was fantastic.
He got off on the wrong foot.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, when he gets was better. Shut up, Matt.
Yeah, so just give me your unarmed roll, but with an extra 3 damage dice.
Okay, man. 3 damage dice.
Huh. Okay, that was the wrong 3 dice. That was the, yeah, so just do that roll normally. So you're looking for the unarmed roll.
Unarmed.
Yeah.
Plus 0 dice.
Yeah, no dice on there.
Okay. Oh,
right.
Shit.
So it's the next one, it's the damage dice that you want to roll the extra 3 for. However, unfortunately, you've managed to roll a critical fail on that one.
Yep.
So, how do you fail when you're just waving someone else's foot at another guy?
Hits you in the face.
Smudges the makeup.
Yes. You point it in the wrong way. Unfortunately, the knee joint was facing towards you. Or the other way around, depending on how we're going to make this work. And as you swing it towards the man, he effortlessly dodges, and the heel comes back at you and boops you in the nose, I guess. Roll me some damage for that.
A boop on the nose is damage?
Yep. You're going to take damage for the boop in the nose. It's a kick. You have kicked yourself in the face.
Do the melee bonus?
Yeah, just do the melee one.
I like knocking myself fucking out. I like killing this one before.
You might just kill yourself here.
Any additional?
No additional, no.
Okay. 4.
That's quite a bad one, yeah. You managed to do 4 damage to your own face.
You've got backup for your backup
player. After a strong start, Beverly starts to embarrass herself a little bit.
Not the makeup.
Speaking of which, it is the raider's turn, and the machete wielding one that just dodged out the way of your attack has come back for another shot, which he hits, and he does another 3 damage to you.
Fucking hell. Where's he hitting?
Oh, good question. Where did he hit you? He hit you in the arm.
Oh.
So unfortunately no damage resistance there, Beverly.
This hands off tits.
The one on the ground, with his leg ripped off, has become cognizant of his unfortunate circumstances and is now trying to defend himself as bravely as he can. He's tried to clear the jam from his gun, and he shoots it successfully from his prone position.
That's another character gun.
And does another 3 damage to you.
Where's
on your right leg this time.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I have a remedy for that.
Not yet.
This was supposed to be an easy one, just to show your worth here, but yeah. Fair enough. Yep, you're taking that damage quite bad. There is one. Oh, sorry, there's 2 more to go, because that one in front of Billy Bob hasn't died yet, so we'll go for the one in front of Billy Bob first. He is not doing well. It's going to take additional difficulty for him to hit, because he's lost an eye and he's all cut up. And he manages it. He gets two successes on his shotgun roll, so he just blasts upwards towards Billy Bob as best he can, doing 5 physical damage to your leg. You've got some armor, though. What do you have on your left leg, Billy Bob?
Let me see. I have 2 physical damage resistance and 3.
Excellent. So it's not a crippling hit, you just take 3 points of damage.
Oh. I have 1 HP left.
Nice.
What?
Oh yeah, you didn't heal up from the last fight.
Welcome to the death.
Help!
Pass Billy Bob, you are not looking too good. Would you like some of my remedy?
Any other help? Anybody at all?
Is that the same leg you got blown off and got reattached in the subway?
Probably.
Or was that your right leg?
I can't remember. It's one of the other things.
God, we could put you out of your misery if you want.
That's not what I'm asking for help for, please.
Go join Monkey. Join Monkey.
Finally, the last remaining raider shoots at Gertrude.
Prove it on, bitch.
Oh, that is a good one. Look at that. All those effect ones, what's that? 5 different effect shots, so that's going to be a total of... Nah, you're not close enough to affect anyone else, so I'm not going to do the spread for that. Yeah.
What about 7 physical damage? Spread and Vicious says easy encounter. The fuck?
Then...
That one hits most characters
we
have.
Let's fuck everybody else up.
Yeah, I might have...
That's Vicious.
Might have made a mistake by giving them all shotguns.
Maybe.
That's 12 damage.
Yeah, they kill myself with a boot.
It's a good thing it's Gertrude, because she's got the best in the way of damage resistance. So, what do you have in your left arm, Gertrude?
2.
You have 2, excellent.
10
damage. So, you do take a little bit of a crippling hit here. You are unable to wield any two-handed weapons, which means you are unable to wield your Dildominator for the rest of this battle.
Is that two-handed?
Yes.
Shit. How much damage was that? 10.
Oh, that's good.
That's
yes,
good.
It is actually, yeah. Full 10 damage. That is not good.
Oh, shit.
Christ.
But fortunately, it's back to Billy Bob, again. Snufflepuff, and Gertrude. Oh, after the nurse has her shot. Sorry, I apologise. Nurse Andy?
Yes, I'm here.
What would you like to do?
It's going to be laser pointer. I can't do the same guy again, so...
Our medical robot decides to get involved in the combat for another turn. Despite all the blood.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's somebody on 1 HP. I think it was Billy Bob. Seriously, I could actually do a medic check on you on my go.
Wow, the medical robot doing a medical check?
Fantastic, isn't it?
You know what? Is it because it wasn't you that came up with that yourself there, Cartman? I'm not going to allow it. You do. You shoot your laser pointer for your turn.
Fine, I'll do a quick laser pointer shot. I missed.
And you missed. Fabulous.
Yep. I fired and I missed. I passed out.
I fired
again. Woke up.
All right.
Ate a popsicle. Passed out again.
Billy Bob, what are you doing?
Apparently screaming in agony, from what I can tell.
Just a scratch.
A lot of scratches. It's a ton of scratches. All up and down.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Alright, I am pissed off because I'm about to die, so I'm going to point blank range the one in front of me with my 44 pistol again.
Nice. Go for it. Roll the gunshot.
And that's a crit fail. I am so concerned and screaming in agony, I just completely miss.
Alright, not only do you miss, what happens with a crit fail on this shot?
Are you gonna kill me, Cap? Am I gonna be the second player to die?
No, it's not gonna be a damaging shot, don't worry. You're gonna expend 2 rounds of ammo in order to get this jam cleared.
Oh! Damn! Does it automatically remove ammo? It does, doesn't it? Okay, yep. Alright, well, I set my ammo to now. I've lost another. Oh, damn. Okay.
Alright, all right. Gertrude and Snufflepuff next.
Gertrude, see if the dog can save you.
See if the dog can save me. Alright. Snufflepuff.
Big Daddy Brown.
Medicine check with the book.
I would love that if I could. Yeah, that's a crit fail.
But you.
Oh, yeah, rolled the extra dice on the wrong bit there. Yeah. Try that again.
Okay. Alright. That's still a fail. Not a crit fail.
Unfortunately, Snufflepuff just messes.
You can attach a little barrel to her collar like they do with the St. Bernards for better risk.
Collagen or something.
Snufflepuff, you make Daddy proud, even though he's really upset right now.
You know, man.
Gertrude in a hard place. Kill that one. Kill that one. Oh, shit.
Gertrude, what are you going to do? Are you going to finish off the one in front of Billy Bob, or are you going to go after a different one? Remember, the one in the middle here, he's not got a leg.
Yeah, but the one in front of Billy will try and kill Billy next. However, he's on no health, so probably one of the others can take him out quite easily. Took, you're cool. Do you want me to save your ass?
You decide. It's up to you. I will keep. You will be okay either way.
Evens I do, evens I don't. Odds I don't. Evens I do. Right, okay. Gertrude, pain train. Choo-choo, motherfucker. And let's see, do I get two successes? That's two successes.
Great success there. I don't think this guy's going to survive this hit. He's only got 2 HP left. So let's see. Yeah, there you go. You just run over him. He's squashing him into the pavement just like you did the last one, but this time you did it with your feet.
Can I throw? What have I got? I've got a frying pan, I've got a machete.
You've also got a dead body.
Can I throw the dead body? At that, the one that's next to.
Go for it. I'll let you do that one handed shot, that's no problem.
Throwing agility.
Just punt it.
Throwing strength, yeah.
Oh, that's better. I'll cancel that. Throwing strength. Draw and roll if you please.
Yeet! Yep, after curb stomping the bastard, you decide to pick up his headless body and lob it straight forward into the one that's attacking Beverly with a machete. It hits, and roll your melee damage for me. So see your melee bonus bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to just press that and roll that.
Boop. 4.
Yeah, 4 damage, knocks him back.
Who's driving?
Alright, at this point, the two...
Jay.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's Jay. It's purple, it's Jay. She's making a talk.
Where's Carmen?
The one that just got his... just got the... the one that just got the dead body thrown at him. Has noticed that one of his friends is currently running away. He's decided, now that he's saddled with the headless corpse of one of his friends, that maybe running away would be a good idea as well, and decides to try and follow him. Winnegan, it's your turn, however. Are you going to let this happen?
I don't remember giving the deal to 2 of them. Such a strange thing. I could have sworn it was only 1. Oh well, easy to fix.
With a 3 success roll on the laser musket, one of them a crit success, you very calmly raise the musket up, line up the shot to where the man's running to, and tag him effortlessly. And you do 4 damage, piercing, ignoring any armor. So you wing him, you don't kill him, he stumbles, holds himself up against an old defunct bus and disappears into an alleyway.
Mm.
Yep.
No, there's worse things.
Two dead, two flee, and two left, one of which has one leg.
Wait, he's still alive?
Yep, and Beverly is currently standing over him. Beverly, what are you doing?
Beverly, would you just finish him off already? Stop playing with him.
Breathing very
heavily. You're toying with the man. You're mentally scarring him. Just finish it.
She's going to reach with both her hands for his head. Not that one, you did, bastard.
I mean, not a quick death, of course, but... That's too good for him, man.
Is it a plus one to the additional dice to the for this one?
No, so when you're rolling it, there's no extra damage dice. It's when you're actually doing damage. So, what are you doing right now? It's an unarmed strike. Explain to me what's happening. What are you doing to this one-legged man?
Grabbing his head, one hand, either side of his head, and she's gonna squeeze.
All right. So she's squeezing his head. Let's see how much damage that does. So this is the one that you want to do two additional dice for. So hit the damage dice. There you go.
Ow!
Wait a minute.
Fuck. Ow, fuck.
Is it only two damage? Hold on, let me make sure you did that right, because I don't believe that that's only two damage.
That's only two damage.
We've got
Your
lucky day.
3 zeros and 2 ones.
Wow. Fuck's sake.
Well... Yeah, it's only two damage you do. you smack his head against the ground, but not particularly hard.
Like box his ears or something.
Yeah. And he just goes, ow, that hurts.
Is he I'll say on his last legs, but he's only got his last leg.
Yep, it is the raider's turn now, and the final one that's currently on his feet has watched two of his friends flee and is now watching a one-legged man get his head bonked off the ground, and he has decided to run as well. Nurse Handy has the chance to react to this. What do you do?
This time I'm actually going to medicate Bobby. Bob.
All right, excellent. So ignoring the man that's running away, you allow him to escape.
Yeah, he's fine.
Medicate the Bobby.
Sometimes I start medicating. So, hello there, Mr. Billy Bob. How are you feeling today? Do you want to tell Nurse Handy how you're feeling today?
Please just fix me before I rewire you.
I can always try to do that, but let me just figure out where the right button is.
Remember, the more successes you get with this, the more you heal him, so consider that when you're doing your role.
Here's a syringe. Bam. There we go.
One success. Medicine of 3. You heal him for 3 hit points.
Bingo.
Well, I guess I appreciate it.
It's better than nothing.
See, good as new.
Yeah, I wouldn't say good as new, but I guess I appreciate it.
All right, Gertrude and Billy Bob. This one man is currently lying in the ground. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say that you have the opportunity to end combat here. Or do you want to just smack him?
Yeah, she'd want to end him.
He's one leg and he's been betrayed and left hanging by his friends.
I'll let you decide, big girl.
Patron!
Alright. Gertrude stomps the guy.
No witnesses.
No witnesses to myself.
Yeah, there was definitely 3 witnesses.
Don't tell her that we'll be chasing them down.
That's
for
3 on the pain train. And for good measure, I'm going to cut you a new asshole.
New arsehole cutting, you hit him with the machete, and you finish him off. Absolutely, no problem there.
2 stupid mutants have stood over him.
Only one of us is good. You suck.
I don't know about that, actually. I think she works as a pretty good buzzard sponge.
I do what I can.
I mean, I did call Meat Shield.
Oh, fuck, it was.
Seems to be working.
I need
well
my
enough.
Arm fixed so I can hold the dominator.
I'll be more than happy to help with that,
Thank
then.
You.
if I have a blood pack, which I might.
Maybe it just readjusts her bra.
As the gunshots and squelching of body parts dies down, Dr. Rast comes out of hiding from behind the car that he was hiding behind and offers.
Oh god, he's ugly!
Dr. Rast!
Always forget you're hanging around, Dr. Rast.
Yeah, see.
What the?
You're like a supremely well-educated
What the hell is that?
You never die from this.
I noticed it was safe. Yes, Billy Bob, I'll try and help.
Oh, good, you can go hang then. Okay, I'll go deal with
that. Billy, I appreciate it, even though it is really creepy that you just kind of sit around and watch. So...
Always watch.
I don't have a weapon. What could I do?
I can lend you
There's
a gun.
There's like three shotguns on the floor here now.
Yeah, go ahead. It might be a good idea.
Should we not take some stuff for selling?
Yeah, loot.
We'll loot in a second. Get Gertrude's arm fixed first. Cap, real quick. What is medicine supposed to be? It's not endurance, which is what it sounds.
Intelligence? Yeah, it's intelligence, yeah. I don't know why that's an endurance for you. It's medicine against intelligence.
Okay. I'm going to do a medicine check on Gertrude then to try and fix
Excellent.
The arm.
Yeah, so you're getting, what, 12 hit points, Billy Bob, from Dr. Rast? And
12 hit points? Oh god, I'm getting fully healed. Hell yeah.
What about you, Winnegan? What are you doing?
Well, actually, if Dr. Rast does it, we don't have to use up a blood
pack. Oh, right, we just do it. Our blood pack's just 3 hit points. You don't have to do a medicine roll for blood packs, they're consumables.
I'm just gonna leave it and let Dr. Rast do it because it's more economical.
So he has a couple of stem packs on, so he's gonna help out Gertrude in this part of the city before you move on. So let me just roll another one for him. Dr. Rast coming out of hiding and helping out as best he can. He doesn't do quite so well with Gertrude.
Fuck.
But you do get 6 hit points back from that.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Do we end him?
What was that?
The doctor finished his shit job.
No, and for he ugly, we don't need to kill him because of that.
Yes, he's quite helpful, actually. I assume you also need aid, then.
I wouldn't say no.
Dr. Rast, please help our new companion, if you would.
Yes, I'm getting a bit low on stim packs here, but I can help.
They're on probation, but they still need help benefits.
We should probably pay him something. He's doing a good job.
Don't talk about pay. He's coming on cheaply.
Welfare.
I'm gonna grab a.
Who's cheaply and did he consent to that?
Another yes. Six for you, Beverly.
Six hit points.
Right, let's scavenge these corpses. Not that there's too many of them, most of them sprinted off. And see if there's anything we could sell or
yes,
use.
Yes, you have 3 corpses. 2 of them have shotguns, all of them have machetes.
Well, how many? 3 corpses?
Yes.
Okay. I'm happy to take a machete, I suppose. I'm not very good with them.
Let's see how much ammo do they have left for their shotguns. You get 8 shotgun and ammo from them.
Shotguns are small guns in this, yeah.
And they have some caps on them as well.
I'll take those.
They only have 7 caps between them. Cheap bastards.
Right.
Shotguns cost a lot.
Does anyone want a shotgun?
Maybe the doctor.
Dr. Rast, do you want to try and arm yourself? I mean, you don't have to aim a shotgun very good. You just kind of point it in the general direction and it works. Would that be best for you?
End himself.
No, we're not doing that. Can you stop suicide baiting our most reliant source of healthcare? What say you, Rast?
Yeah, obviously, very happy to help if I can.
Ah, the NHS.
We're not asking you to fight on the front lines. We don't want you dying, just as a sort of last case scenario, worst case you're out on your own.
But good lord, I cannot carry a gun. I've never shot a man in my life.
Fair enough.
Machete.
I think that's
what did we actually get Dr. Rast for combat skills here?
Right, okay, who wants a shotgun out of the lot of us? I'll take them if no one wants one, but I'm not very great with small arms.
I'm actually pretty good with small arms, but I have several.
Several shotguns?
Several guns in general. I've got a railway rifle, 10mm, 44 pistol, and a hunting rifle.
Yeah, these shotguns are your basic double barrel, by the way. It's not combat shotguns, so they're the double barrel type. And let me just see what kind of damage do double barrel shotguns do. Oh, shit, where'd they go? I'm in melee weapons, I'm not in small guns here. There we go, small guns. Shotguns. Yeah, you're looking at maybe 5 damage dice per shot.
And they have vicious.
Yeah, they have
spread
and vicious, yeah.
As well.
Can I make it a sawed off shotgun? You sawed off to make it like a
pistol
shotgun?
I'm going to say that they already are sawed offs.
Ah, so they're tight. Oh, so they're small. All right, well, I'll take one. If they're small, I don't know if I could fit very many.
You took Alex's rifle, didn't you?
Yeah, I have Alex's hunting rifle.
So you've got Alex's rifle and you've got a railway rifle as well.
And 2 pistols.
2 pistols, yeah. You're getting...
That's the thing.
Encumbered there.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Do you know what? If it's an issue, I'll take them. And then if you ever want to ditch one of the guns, you'll have the option.
All right, 10-4. Sounds good to me.
I mean, you can bag them into storage. Yeah, whatever kind of storage you want there. If you've got maybe like a rucksack or if you're going to stick them into the robot storage space.
I'll just grab one for now. I only have the laser rifle and then a pistol.
Can I take a shotgun,
please? Should be the distance.
Excellent, just take a note of that in your inventory and...
Go ahead, we'll split the ammo 50-50 then.
It'll look well in my dress.
Effects, it has... what's the effects
again? Spread and vicious.
And that's 4 ammo for me and 4 ammo for new girl. Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so Beverly, yes, we've managed to successfully introduce you into the team. You were able to talk your way into it at the start, somewhat, and then we tried to prove your abilities in combat, and you did, I would say, probably about 60% success rate right there.
Aha! Better than average.
Oh, a strong start with a couple of embarrassing fumbles, but you got there in the end.
It's the learning curve. Can you keep going back to fucking monkey's fucking voice?
You'll get used to it.
As the team wrap up, looting bodies, Dr. Rast tending to injuries, they gather themselves and head back to the hospital. And we can end that there and start the hospital off on another episode.